Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's Been Break with Vanessa Dion, and every Wednesday we check our spiritual vitals, creating a space to invite God in and allow Him to dwell with us for us to learn, grow, and just hear from God or take a vent break. Whatever God allows for the morning, whatever God plans for the morning, that's what we do. So I just thank God for the opportunity and the platform in order to do it. So before we start, we're going to pray. Father God, thank you for another day. Thank you for breath in our bodies, breath in our lungs, the ability to be able to create for our day, the ability for us to be able to put our best foot forward, for us to grow, for us to just learn something new today, God. And I thank you for allowing us this opportunity to just be who we are and walk in who you created us to be. This morning I pray and I ask, one, before I ask you for anything, God, please search my heart. Please forgive me for anything and everything I've done wrong to you, to somebody else, or even things I've done to myself, God. I pray and I ask you to forgive me and to order my steps, God, so that I'm walking in better, walking in the fullness of who you've created me to be, God. And I pray that anybody listening also prays for you to search their heart as well, God, so that we can aim for true growth. And this morning, I pray for you to open up our eyes and our heart for us to receive this morning, God, for us to be able to receive your word, for us to be able to be open to your word, God, for you to flow through our minds and our hearts and our spirits this morning, God, so you can plant a seed in good soil this morning, God. And I pray that we're all able to see the fruitfulness of that seed if we continue to water it daily with you. And I thank you and I praise you for us to be able to have the faith in order to receive this morning. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Good morning. So this morning our word is going to be real short, real sweet. And we are talking about, the first thing I wrote was, what if God has land with your name on it, but you're just thinking about making ends meet? What if God made you wings like an eagle, but you're thinking as a chicken? What if you're looking at a shed, but God has a mansion? We have to stop settling out of the lack of faith. And what I want to reference is Abram, before he became Abraham, the father of many nations, how God had to take him outside. Let's read the word. So that we can have a reference of what I'm talking about. Because God has so much in store for us, but sometimes our lack of faith or lacking of seeing God for who he is, because if we get wrapped up in, yeah, but just like with a job opportunity, I don't have the credentials, I don't have this and that that I need in order to get it, but we don't even know that the person that makes the final decision already has our name written down. You get what I'm saying? Like, we go off of work a lot of times, and we lack the faith that's necessary in order to get us to where God wants us to be, our appointed place. So with that being said, we have to have both. Of course, works is important, but faith is what's going to get us through that door. And believing in who God is, believing in our supernatural God, is what's going to get us in places that we can't get ourselves. You get what I'm saying? It's really going to push us through that door. So with that being said, we're going to come from Genesis chapter 15, verses 1 through 6. And I'm going to read, we're going to go in New International Reader's Version. Sometime later, Abram had a vision. The Lord said to him, Abram, do not be afraid. I am like a shield to you. I am your very great reward. But Abram said, Lord and King, what can you give me? I still don't have any children. My servant, Elkeizer, from Damascus, when I die, he will get everything I own. We're going to pause for a minute. A lot of us are like Abram. You see how when God spoke to him, he said, Lord and King. He knows God. You get what I'm saying? He knows who God is, but he's also in a place of, God, what can you do for me? What can you give me? I still don't have a son. When I die, what I own, what I have is going to go to a servant, Lord. Like, I know you. What can you do for me? What do you have for me? You get what I'm saying? So it's a lot of us that know of God, know who God is. It shows that he knows God. Cool. Let's keep going. When I die, he will get everything I own. Abram continued, you haven't given me any children, so this servant of mine will get everything that I own. Then a message from the Lord came to Abram. The Lord said, when you die, what you have will not go to this man. You will have a son of your own. He will get everything you have. Mind you, Abram is old at this time. He's over 100. He's old. Cool. So him, God telling him this is like, you know what I'm saying, God, what you mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? But Abram believed, though. Okay, cool. So we're going to keep going. When you die, what you have will go to this, what you have will not go to this man. You will have a son of your own. He will get everything you have. The Lord took Abram outside and said, look up at the sky, count the stars if you can. Then he said to him, that's how many children will be born into your family. Some of us don't even know that we serve a God of endless possibility, a God with no limit. Sometimes we have to get out of our comfort zone to see it. God had to take Abram outside. He had to take him to go count the stars. And if you can count the stars, that's how many children will be blessed into your family. And mind you, Abram doesn't have any. We have to remember that we serve a God of endless possibility, a God that can do all things. You get what I'm saying? So it says, sometimes we have to get out of our comfort zone in order to see it. Sometimes we have to look at those homes being built from the ground up. We have to see that business being built on a seashore. If that's your vision, we have to sometimes go see that. You get what I'm saying? There are some people that go look at homes because to get inspired. They go look at things to get inspired. Sometimes you have to see that it's possible. Sometimes you have to see that what I'm thinking is not too far out of reach. God can do this for me. If he did it for somebody else, what makes me any different? I serve a God. I serve a God of endless possibilities. This can happen for me. We have to hear a testimony from somebody else to see how God blew their mind. What did God do for you? You get what I'm saying? Sometimes we have to see that in order to really see that this is possible for me. God took Abram outside to count the stars. You see all of these stars? That's what I can do for you. That's how many children will be that will come from your family. And I know you don't have any right now. I know you don't have any children. I know you think it's impossible, but you serve a God that can do all things. You get what I'm saying? So, boom. Sometimes we have to hear a testimony from somebody else to see how God blew their mind. We have to go change the scenery sometimes and step out of what we know in order to see what God can do. You get what I'm saying? Sometimes when we're in our own comfort, our own place, yeah, it's going to seem like God can't do it. But when we step out of that comfort and go look somewhere else or go see that it is possible, you get what I'm saying, and ignite that faith that's inside of us, you get what I'm saying, that's all God wants is for us to have faith. In who we serve, have faith in the God that we serve. You get what I'm saying? And sometimes we have to change that scenery so that we could get it, and that's okay. God did it in the Bible. He had to change Abram's scenery. Cool. It's faith that moves God, not going to church, not just praying, not just giving. It's faith. That's an inward look. Something has to shift in the spiritual realm. You get what I'm saying? His promises are yes and amen. His word cannot return void. Amen. You get what I'm saying? It has to happen. But are we standing in our own way from that happening? Because we can. Only thing that can, the enemy can't come against the will of God. Only we can. If you don't step out, if you're not doing the work, if you're not walking in your purpose, if you're not staying on that path, that's the only thing that can keep you from what God has is you. The enemy can't. He wants us to think that he can. Because if he captures our mind, he got us. If he captures our mind, he can make us not move. If he can capture our mind, he can make us not believe. You get what I'm saying? So that's all he can do is try to play games and play with our minds. But only thing that can come against the will of God is ourselves. So don't be the one that stands in the way of you getting what God has for you. So the other reference scripture I have is Matthew chapter 9. And we're going to wrap up, y'all, because I got to go, but I had to get on here and give this word this morning. So we're coming from Matthew chapter 9. Verses 27 through 29, Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 29. And Jesus went on from there. Two blind men followed him. They called out, have mercy on us, son of David. When Jesus went indoors, the blind men came to him. He asked them, do you believe that I can do this? Yes, Lord, they replied. Then he touched their eyes. He said, it will happen to you just as you believed. What if God is asking us, do you believe in me? Do you believe that this can happen for you? Do you believe that I'm a God that can? You get what I'm saying? And with that being said, you know what? I'm going to bless you just as you believed in me. That is, we serve a God of endless possibilities, but do we have the faith in order to actually touch with ours? Do we have the faith to actually walk in that purpose, to walk in that path, to walk into what God has for us, okay? We have to have the faith to back it up. Only faith. We cannot please God without faith. It's impossible. We have to believe. We have to have faith. And then our next reference scripture is John chapter 15, verse 7, one verse. That's the last one. John chapter 15, verse 7. And it says, I'm in John chapter 7. Okay, my bad, y'all. John chapter 15, verse 7. If you remain joined to me and my words remain in you, ask for anything you wish and it will be done for you. So mind you, we have to have stipulations. Because if that's the case, we're going to be going crazy. Just because I have faith, I can do what I want to do. God going to do it. It says, if you remain joined to me and my words remain in you, ask for anything you wish and it will be done for you. We have to stay connected. We have to stay connected. And what I love about this verse, it says, if you remain joined to me and my words remain in you, because we have to get in the word, we have to have the word inside of us so that we can know what to ask for. You get what I'm saying? As we continue to build relationship with God, as we continue to seek God, as we continue to seek his face, his will for our life, then you begin to ask for things, they go align and they come in alignment with his will because we're staying in his word. When we learn his word and keep his word in us and we keep him in us, we know what to ask for because we don't serve a God that, let's say, just like parenting, right? We have parents, like good parents, us as parents, right? If we have children, right? And our kids ask us for something. There's certain things, of course I'll do anything for my child, but there's certain things my child knows not to ask me for. My child isn't going to ask me, hey, Ma, like, I want to go smoke. Can you go buy me a... You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying that my child is going to know what to ask me for. My child is going to know. So with that being said, we have to get in a relationship with God as we continue to get to know him, as we continue to get into his word, as we continue to seek his face, we'll know what to ask him for. So with that being said, grow a relationship with God, have faith. Faith is what pleases God, and faith is what shows us, you know what I'm saying, that we have endless possibilities in him. So I love y'all. I pray that we soak in self-love and awareness. I pray that we make today a great day, keep God first, and have the faith in order to back up that relationship with him. We have to show him that we believe, you know what I'm saying, and watch things happen for you. You know what I'm saying? If you have to change your scenery like he did with Abram and moved him into, he had to show Abram the stars, count the stars. That is what I'll do for you. You get what I'm saying? So with that being said, grow relationship, have the faith to back it up, and yeah, God got you. I love you. I pray that we soak in self-love and awareness and make today a great day.